My name is Julia Snyder.
My major is business administration, and I'm from Sharpsburg, Maryland.
Hello, my name is Emily Lemon. I'm a business administration major with a minor in entrepreneurship, and I am from Falling Waters, West Virginia.
My name is Akshat Modigunda. My major is business administration with a minor in entrepreneurship. I'm from Martinsburg, West Virginia. Basically, it's a millet-based nutrition company. So millet is a family name for a generic name for a group of seeds like little millet, porso millet, foxtail millet, and so on. And these seeds are like rich in fiber, protein, and they're a natural source of, they're naturally gluten-free and stuff like that. So we want to bring these popular seeds into the United States market by adding value to it and making products like snack bars, energy bars, drink mixes, and breakfast mixes, and so on. So that's the goal of this business. It is widely popular in Asia and Africa, but speaking of the United States market, it's widely used in bird fodder and bird food.
Well, we've been doing a lot of things with Qualtrics and a lot of surveys to kind of see what potential customers are kind of feeling about the product and what they already know and just things like that. We're working on creating a website and doing some social media pages and just getting the word out there in general. Basically, right now, it's pretty much just been word of mouth. We've been product testing a lot, so we've been giving a lot of samples out and getting real feedback. Generally, it's been pretty good.
And you were asking how are we taking it from being, like, what people assume is bird food into actual, like, samples that they'll be willing to try? I feel like with Akshat's contribution, like, he brought over mixes that it's not just like you're dealing with the seed itself that you then have to prepare it in a certain way. It's like we're able to make foods that are similar to things that are in the American market and doctor it up in ways that, like, tailor it more towards the American palate. And like Emily said, we've had mainly positive responses. People are like, there's definitely something different about it, but it's just, they're like, it's really good. There's options to make this into flour. There's basic things that it can be substitutes for, like, regular everyday baking products that you use constantly. And once you make that switch, there's no difference, in all honesty.
A few things that I want to point out, like, by looking at the future prospects of the food industry. So we all know that, you know, climate change is evident and, you know, it's going to happen in the future. So these crops have the potential to withstand any type of, you know, adverse temperatures, any kind of heat, and they can assure food security over time. So regardless of any other crop, you know, being produced or not, there is a guarantee that millets are being, we can grow millets in a piece of land. So that's one thing, and it has immense nutritional qualities. And we know that the trend is only, going towards healthier foods, and people are on the verge of becoming healthy with social media life and, you know, all sorts of stuff. So those are the areas that we're looking at and targeting.
I feel like there's so much that about this product that can specifically benefit West Virginia. With being able to grow it almost anywhere and everywhere, I feel like it provides a lot of job opportunities for the state, especially in areas that have been so hard hit by, like, no longer having coal, like, mining jobs available and stuff like that. It provides an out for the people of West Virginia, that they don't have to move out of state, they don't have to panic about losing their livelihoods, and in addition to helping with the food deserts that we experience. So it's devastating here in the United States. There are so many kids who go hungry and they don't have the proper nutritional value. And I feel like you could just have so many benefits here in the U.S.
Jim Doval, assistant professor of College of Business. I think it's been a really good project from the beginning. It has a lot of merit to become a real business. I think it fits a couple of trends that are going on. It fits the trend of people wanting to eat healthier. It fits another trend, which it's a grain that's very filling. It fits a third trend, which is people's allergic to the other grains, including gluten, at the same time. It kind of puts all that together. And then the, kind of the fourth trend is it grows a lot of different places. Mm-hmm. And so as a crop that exists in other parts of the world, it very possibly could come here to the U.S. So I also find it intriguing that there may be some applications for it in the school lunch program. I really think that there is, because anybody that ever has to work in that type of environment, they have very little budget and they have a whole bunch of nutrition requirements. And it's easy to meet the nutrition requirements if you have a lot of money, but they don't. And so I think it's an ingredient that could replace rice and beans in the U.S. in a lot of different cases with a better nutritional profile.